If you don't want to hear baseball, you're safe here. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Noon. Good afternoon to you, Joe Crummy, AM 640 KFI. We are here until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9, by the way. That's right, 6 to 9, right after my pal, you know who he is. And just before that big mouth at 9 o'clock. Hey, I'm sorry, but, you know, it's my show. I can say anything I want to. I didn't. Is that libel? Is that slander? I don't know. Sue me, all right? So what? So what? Do you have that tape of Nelson Mandela, by the way? I want you now, hang on for a second. Don't play it until I'm ready. We were discussing in the evening show, if you're curious to know what kind of a show we do in the evenings, we do tackle a lot of serious issues as well.
No.
And yes, oh, shut up. We do. That's my slave. You have no thoughts unless they are my thoughts. Get back in your little hovel and start working.
Issues.
We talk about serious issues. I'm serious right now. You get in there right now or you're fired, all right? You got Nelson Mandela ready for me? All right, we were talking about Nelson Mandela last night on my show, whether or not the media is the media is falling all over themselves to get to Nelson Mandela. He is the darling. But I'm telling you right now, I like the man a lot, and we did a whole show last night, and we actually have some tape. He was very, very happy that we'd done that, and we have some tape of Nelson Mandela. Why don't you guys just run the Mandela response to our...
We admire you.
Yes, Mr. Mandela.
We respect you.
He was very psyched that he was on my show. Yes.
And above all.
Yes, Mr. Mandela.
We love you.
I love you too, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Mr. Mandela.
Thank you.
No, really.
Thank you.
No, seriously.
Thank you.
No, I mean, you.
Thank you.
No, shut up. It's all right.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. He had so much fun on my show that he was just beside himself. Coming up this week, I'll tell you what we're doing on the show. We are going to have, this is interesting, I won't be with you on Monday, you know why. Tuesday, a great show, as I do smash my glasses, but beyond that, we will talk with my guest, Edward Burroughs, who will be here, and he says that there are extraterrestrials. And he is also the man that says that's basically how we got here, because the ETs brought us here. And he gets into religion. And he gets into all of that stuff that basically, does he say that that's what Jesus was? Jesus was an E.T., right? Yeah, I think if he does, he will say that. He'll say that on Tuesday night. I'll say that. And he should be a very interesting guest. As a matter of fact, the whole concept of that Jesus was actually an extraterrestrial makes more sense than a lot of stuff I see in the Bible. So we'll talk about that. Imagine being seeded here like plants from beings from faraway galaxies or planets who dropped us off in just little capsules many, many years ago as pond scum. And we could be a great experiment. And that is possible. I'm not so sure that's really the way it worked out. But we'll talk about it Tuesday night. My guest will be Edward Burroughs, and we'll talk about ETs, extraterrestrials, aliens, and all of that stuff on the show. If you'd like to get in touch with us on the Joe Crummy Show, my producer, my personal producer and slave, you can reach Eric at 251-3164. That is the Joe Crummy World Headquarters phone, and he has to pick it up. He has no choice. 251-3164. And also, you can fax us, too, 251-3170. Any ideas you have that we can steal from you, please give us a fax or a phone call. 251-3170. That is the KFI fax machine. Now we will get down to business. For the next hour or so, we will discuss a topic that comes up in my life, and it may happen to you, too. It's basically called renters are scum. As a matter of fact, renters are worse than people who go to yard sales. You are scum. And I have evidence this time. I've complained about renters before. And up till now, you just had to take my word for it. Oh, Joe, you elitist pig. Come on, get out of here. You don't even want to go to yard sales. These poor people are trying to rent your house. But now I have evidence. I present to you in just a moment evidence. I'll tell you this story, and then I'll give you the evidence. I, for the last 3 or 4 years before I came to Los Angeles, almost killed myself to buy a house. You know what I'm talking about? How hard you work to scrape together the money to buy something. you kill yourself, because that's not the way the world works. The world always has ways of taking your money away from you just before you're able to actually buy something with it. You save $20,000, all of a sudden the down payment goes up to $30,000. You finally get a $30,000 and the down payment goes up higher. It's the carrot before the horse. You're always, always struggling to actually get the money to actually buy something, to get a piece of the rock, because you are scum. You are nothing. You are donut dust unless you actually own something. If you own something, you are somebody. Just ask the minority in South Africa what it's like not to own anything. The minority owns 85% of the land. That's what I'm talking about. If you own something, you are somebody. If you rent, you are nobody. I remember moving into my apartment building a year ago, and by the way, I'm moving out. And I felt so sorry for some of the people in those apartments because I realized here are people who are renting and they're a lot older than I am. And I realized, man, I don't want to be, I already own something, but I said I want to own some more stuff so that by the time I'm your age, like I don't want to be sitting around just being renter scum. You're nobody if you're a renter. Like, you have no rights. You are nobody. You got nothing. Every week, every month, you give people money and you just, well, I'm not going to give you the expression, but you just throw it away. But in order to buy, it's really hard. Not only do you need the money, but you got to keep pushing. You got to find the right place, and they don't make it easy. They make it hard. It's like a club, the owner's club. But when you finally get into the owner's club, you realize what scum everybody else is. Now, our story continues on this beautiful, beautiful little house I bought back in New York. It had been trashed, and it had been trashed. Why? Because renter scum had trashed the house. Totally trashed, and that's how I was able to buy it. Didn't have to go to a yard sale. It was actually a real house. But it had been trashed. And that's how poor old Joe was able to actually get into the owner's club. Because it was a gorgeous place that had been trashed by renter scum, who had no idea that it was a beautiful 100-year-old, gorgeous stone house with, looked like the pyramids practically. You know how they always say that you can't put an index card between the rocks on a pyramid, you know, in Egypt, and where is it, in Giza? My house was even better than that. I mean, you couldn't put anything between it. You couldn't put that diamond-tipped scalpel between the rocks, the one they're going to cut my eyes with. I mean, it was just like perfect, gorgeous after 100 years. But they trashed the inside pretty good, and they'd stolen. Renter scum had even stolen the bushes, for God's sakes, outside the house. Now, if that isn't scummy, like the owner would come by, and she was like 80 years old, and she was really upset. There used to be a hedge out in front, and the guy who was a renter scum was landscaper guy. He dug up the hedge, for God's sakes, and stole it. Sleazy, typical renter scum. Well, anyway, so I got in, I bought this house, I did a nice job, I spent 3 years of my life killing myself to make it beautiful. Then I came out here to Los Angeles and I had to rent my house. Oh my God, it was like Sherry, it was like, you know, renting my wife out. It was horrible. I mean, you never would want to do something like that. And I get this lady, okay, who moved into my house, who is the most belligerent jerk that you will ever see. And I got a phone call from her yesterday that she's very upset because the tree surgeons came to chop up some trees around the house that I'd asked them to do, and she was annoyed that she hadn't been informed about it. The next audio that you will hear will be the audio of my tree surgeon guy calling me back from New York yesterday, telling me about the reception that she had gotten from this alien creature that now lives in my house. Do you have that audio? You have that audio. You better have that audio in the other room or you're fired. You got that audio? Chuck Black, he's the name. Yeah, fine, wake up. Chuck Black is the guy, my tree surgeon guy. Listen to this guy's what happened, and you will hear him refer to this alien creature that now is inhabiting my house. So let's hear that. And this is the evidence. This is the evidence.
Mr. E.J. Crummy, Chuck Black and Rye. It's a Friday evening here. We did your job today, and we got there this morning. Your tenant came out swinging with her fist. She was very dissatisfied that she was not notified, number one, by you, number two, by me, and number three, by the world. But anyway, your job is finished. Thank you. 10-4.
Swinging her fists. I mean, you know, like, who the hell are you, lady? You know what it is about you, renter scum? You actually think you own the house. You don't own the house. I own the house, okay? I don't have to call you up every single time I want to make an improvement on the house. Stop it. Was that unreasonable? Said, you know, we're going to do some tree surgery. She's not even paying to get the grass cut. Let me tell you something about this lady. I'm telling you, I went back there a couple of months ago, and she was complaining about the lawn being cut. First of all, in the lease, it says she's supposed to pay for it, but she's too cheap to do that. You know what I'm going to do to her? When that deposit comes around and it's time to get the deposit back, I'm going to deduct every penny that I have paid to get that lawn cut, and she is going to go out of her mind. But it's tough, 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 tough darts, baby. I don't care. And then she had the gall to come out and complain that the grass across the street on somebody else's lawn looked better than the grass that had just been cut that I had paid for. Oh, bang. Now, am I... Play that tape again. Now, am I unreasonable? Play that tape. Play that tape.
Mr. E.J. Crummy,
yes.
Chuck Black and Rye.
Yes, Chuck.
It's a
yes.
Friday evening here.
Yes, what happened, Chuck?
We did your job today.
What happened?
And we got there this morning. Your tenant came out swinging with her fist.
Did you hear that?
Dissatisfied that
swinging
she was not
fist.
Notified, number one, by you, number two, by me, and number three, by the world.
Now, listen to that.
But anyway, your job is finished.
Thank you. All right, that's
thank
Chuck.
You.
Thank you.
Four.
No, thank you, Chuck. You charged me enough for that. But, I mean, and she was screaming and yelling at me because I'm actually, you know, going out of my way to make the house beautiful. And on top of that, quizzing me on why I am having the maple tree in front of the house cut down. And I said, it's like, excuse me, I am God at my house. I know everything about my house. I'm cutting it down because it's leaning over the house and it could fall down and crush you, you bozo. You know, no, I won't even say that. I don't even care. It can crush you, but then you might sue me and then it might hurt my house, okay? Idiot. Renters are scum. You think you own. You don't. You're just renting. You have no concept of what it's like to own. You didn't have to bust your buns. I want to take some calls from those of you who are renter scum this afternoon. I also want to take calls from those of you who own and are dealing with renter scum. And I also want to take calls from you who think that I was unreasonable, or was I reasonable, in not having to tell this lady that I was actually going to have some work done on the outside, not inside, but outside the house. I rest my case. I'm going to play the tape in a minute again. 1-800-553-4640. A toll-free call from any point in Southern California. I mean, she came out swinging. Oh, boy, that's just great. Oh, and she called me up early. They left a Pepsi can on the front porch. Oh! It's like, oh, I'm going to fly right back to New York and let me get that Pepsi can for you because I certainly would hate to see a Pepsi can on the front porch. Why don't you go out and take it, dope? I don't know. Also, area code 213 and 818-5201-KFI. 5201-KFI from Los Angeles in the Valley. Any point, Southern California, 1-800-553-4640. Renters are scum. 19 minutes after noon. Good afternoon to you. It is Saturday afternoon. Joe Crummy on KFI. We go to the KFI Traffic Center. Minutes afternoon. Good afternoon. Joe Crummy on KFI. And a beautiful day today. L.A. Orange County weather. Cool at the beaches today. 70 the high. 75 at the Santa Monica area. And 85 inland today. Clouds again tomorrow morning, but sunny again with highs basically inland at 85. LAX partly cloudy, 73. Long Beach partly cloudy, 78. Burbank partly cloudy, 85. Lancaster partly cloudy, 92. Palm Springs partly cloudy, 99. It's just going to be warm. Van Nuys, partly cloudy, 87 from AM 640 KFI. We are talking about the fact that renters are scum, and once again, I rest my case.
Your tenant came out swinging with her fist.
Yes,
she
that's
was
exactly
very
right.
Dissatisfied that she was not notified, number one, by you, number two, by me, and number three, by the world.
Thank you so much. You don't need to be notified by me. I'm not coming into your house. I'm outside. It's my house. What am I talking about? You renters are scum. You have no concept of what it's like to own. And we're going to take your calls now. Let's go right to Mike in Hollywood. Mike, you're on KFI. Hello.
Yeah, Joe. What I called about was your bust and your glasses.
Oh.
Don't do it.
Why not?
Lions Club collects used glasses. Matches up the prescription for people who can't afford glasses.
Well, they're scratched now, though.
Well, if you're going to get rid of them, why don't you have somebody from the Lions Club come and give them to them on the air and let them explain what they do. I mean, they do a heck of a lot of good, and I think they should get the publicity.
But that's not as dramatic as smashing them on the air, Mike.
It might help somebody who just can't afford the darn things.
Well, how about donating them to the Hubble Space Telescope?
What can I say? Take care, Joe.
It can't. All right, fine. Thank you. He was upset. All right. Here's the deal. I'll make some kind of contribution, okay? Jeez, I can't win with you guys. Let's go to Kimberly in Manhattan Beach on her car phone. Kimberly, you're on KFI. Hello.
Yes, hi, Joe.
Yes.
Well, I'm a renter scum.
You are scum?
I must say, yes.
Scum.
Yeah.
You are scum.
You know, you sound like such an elitist pig today. I really... It's actually quite funny, you know. It is hysterical, but...
I am not an elitist pig. I am an elitist pig in training. I'm trying to get to
you. You far surpassed the training, and you're quite on your way to becoming
I want everybody...
a Republican elitist pig.
No. I want to be a Democratic liberal, kind of like anything goes...
Well, you're not sounding like one today at all.
You know what? I am trying to become an elitist pig, but all you renters won't let me get there, and the president is now raising my taxes again.
I know. Well, you know, I just have to say everybody has to start from somewhere, and I am currently renting a house in Manhattan Beach, which is probably worth about, $650,000 right now.
So what's your rent? And you must be pretty rich already. I mean,
I guess a little bit, but I'm not a buyer. I haven't bought a home, and I'm 28,
yes.
And basically I put in, so far, probably $3,000 into the place I'm renting, and there's other reasons why people rent.
Well, this is a trick question. How long have you been renting?
Well, since I graduated from high school.
You've been renting? So what's your rent? Are you spending $2,000 a month, $1,000?
No, I have a great deal, just
$1,250.
That,
right, that's almost a mortgage payment.
All the hard work. Well, you know what? Not, where do you want to live? What is your lifestyle? Do you want to live in East L.A.? Where do you want to live? How much can you afford? Or do you want to live in a nice environment?
Yes.
Which you can't afford to... You can't afford $650,000.
Then why don't... You know, here you are. You're just pouring your life away, Kimberly. You're now 28. Are you married yet?
No.
Okay. You know, it's 28. It's not... I'm not going to lay this thing on where it's time to be married, because that's not my story. It is time to buy, Kimberly, and you're never going to be able to save any money if you're pouring $1,250 a month down the toilet.
Right, but you also have to realize, where would you like to live? You have to save up some more money to be able to afford to live in the type of place that you'd like to.
Well, you know the fastest way to save money? Is buy a house in a dumpy neighborhood, fix it up, sell it, and make money on it, and move.
I couldn't live there. Couldn't do it.
So you would rather...
I think water seeks its own level. I don't want to be around those people. I don't want to live in a dumpy neighborhood.
Okay, how about this?
I would rather buy a house, rent the house I have, buy a house in a dumpy neighborhood, rent it out, and let them deal with it.
No, renters are scum. You don't want to do that. Here's what you do. You buy the cheapest, dumpiest house in a nice neighborhood like your old pal Elitist Pig Joe did, and fix it up, and then you can hang out with all the rich people.
Well, you know what? Maybe I should go to New York. New York's economy right now is so in the tubes. Maybe I'll buy there, like where you're
from. Yeah, you can buy my house. All right, Kimberly, I'm telling you right now, or move into a little apartment. Now, Kimberly, you're a single lady. You sound very sensible to me.
Right.
And what you should do is move into an apartment. Spend about $800 a month and take that $400 a month you are just dumping in the toilet and put that into the house fund.
Right. I've already done that.
Stop being scum. At least to admit.
Oh, you know what? I love elitist pigs like you.
I'm just an elitist.
And you know what?
I want everybody to.
I gotta tell you something about your eyes. This eye thing. I think this doctor is gonna be so careful, because if he doesn't do a good job, half the whole world knows now.
That's right.
You have insurance. You have insurance.
Yes. Yes.
No problem.
And all I have to say, the only thing I'm worried about, if there's an earthquake, that's about it. If a quake happens right in the middle of the surgery, you know. Oh, gosh. A little pressure there. A little pressure. Thank you. You know, it feels good, Doc.
Oh, how funny. Well, good luck to you.
All right, Kimberly. Thank you.
So.
I appreciate that. We're talking about the fact that those of you who rent are stupid, and you're also unreasonable. The people that are in that person, this alien creature that is in my house, thinks that I'm supposed to notify her when I send the tree surgeons by, like it's like she owns the house. My friend went to go to my house a couple of weeks ago, and like she wouldn't let her in. And I'm thinking, well, it's not, you're right. Look, you don't own this house. You're just scum. You're supposed to let them in. You know, it's like you have no rights. You're just this person, okay? It's 12:30. We got to take a break, but we'll give you the numbers now for some more phone calls. Twenty-five minutes before 1 o'clock. Joe Kremy on KFI. We're getting some faxes this afternoon. This is fun. I like this. Here's one just in the KFI fax machine. Yard sales. How stupid. Get a life. I don't even know what your point is, pal. You're stupid. You're probably a renter. Here's another one. Joe Crummy, are you chicken to discuss the IRS and income tax? When is that a left field here? You know, we're letting anybody through on the KFI fax machine. We're going to have to screen the faxes now. This is ridiculous. The IRS abuses us all the time. Are you afraid you might get audited? Well, yes, I'm like everybody else. You may be the best-looking talk host on KFI, but you are chicken. I am not chicken, sir. I'm getting my eyes sliced on Monday. That proves to you that I go where no man has ever gone before. Yeah, we're going to have to start screening the fax machine now. Let's get back to some of these phone calls now. We're talking about the fact that the renters are scum. We will go to R&R, who is a first-time caller from San Diego. Hello, R&R. You're on KFI.
Hello, Joe.
Yes.
Listen, Joe, I'm at both ends of the spectrum here.
Yes?
Let me ask you a question real quick. Are you older or younger than Lycus?
It depends upon how you look at it.
In age?
Technically, I am older, but I look younger.
But
yeah, I know. So what? Let's go to, and you don't get on. You don't get on. I don't know why you don't get on, but I guess you just never get on. Let's go to Brett. You got to have something to do with the topic. Brett is a first-time caller from Brentwood. You're on KFI. Hello.
Hi, Joe. I just want to tell you a story about some renter scum that my parents ran into.
Excellent.
They had they had a three-bedroom house that they rented out to a family of five.
Yes.
And after about 6 or 7 months, they paid the water bill at the rental. After about 6 or 7 months, they noticed that the water bill had practically doubled. So in the contract, they had a clause in the contract that said that they could take a surprise, like, walkthrough anytime they wanted. So they went over one Saturday morning, and they found that there was about 10, 11 people living in the house. Another whole family basically had moved in. It was relatives. And they claimed that they were just from out of town visiting.
Yeah.
So they had, like, 2 weeks to get out of there, or else they'd have to move. If the other six didn't get out, then they would have to move.
You know, and that's sleazy, too, because when you sign a lease, it says number of people that are going to be in the house. And people pull this all the time. They also pull it with pets. My renter scum did the same thing. It says no pets. I have beautiful rugs in the house. And we went back one time to check it out, and there's some dopey old stinky smelly dog walking around the house doing God knows what. And renter scum pulls this all the time. They break the rules. They think that since you own, that you are better off than they are, so they feel as though they can abuse you.
That's right. Also, they never take care of, you know, gardens and stuff. We had another place where a year or so it came, the garden was ruined, the flowers were ripped out, the grass was brown. They just don't care.
They don't care. Oh, yeah, it's the attitude like, hey, I'm just renting, who cares? You know, and it's like, you know, and you're absolutely right, Brett. That's the attitude, and it really breaks your heart when you work so hard on something to make something beautiful, and then renter scum moves it, and they just go, we don't care. We're just renters. We'll leave your water on. We'll stuff as many people in the house as we can. We'll leave the garbage around. We don't care. We're just scum.
That's right.
Very sad. Brett, thank you for the call.
Thanks, Joe. Good luck Monday.
Yeah, thank you so much. We'll go to Terry, who is in Pasadena. Terry, you're on KFI. Good afternoon.
Hi, Joe.
Yes.
Terry.
Yes.
I'm a long-distance landlord like you. I have a house in Connecticut.
Poor thing. Yeah.
And I, really, my dad inherited it from my grandmother, and I inherited it from my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a tenant in there for 3 years. We let her rent. She was a newly divorced woman with three kids. We thought, gee, you know, let's give the lady a break.
Yeah, your heart goes out to them, but no,
yeah,
there's still
big mistake. We she was in there for 3 years, and we didn't, none of the, my sister and I own it together, and we didn't go back and check out the house. But she recently gave notice, so I wanted to find another tenant. I went back there, and what I found was just horrifying.
Tell me
about
it.
She was on her honeymoon.
Yes.
She had gotten married again.
Yes.
The kitchen floor had all these, like, really strange marks on it. I couldn't figure out what the hell it was. And then I realized that our three kids were, like, walking around the kitchen with their ice skates on without their blades, without the rubber over their blades.
You know, I have a Terry, that is sad. I have a similar story, but go on.
And then she was marking that as they grow on the door jamb. She was marking the height of her kids.
Like, you give a damn what their kids are.
Carving their names in the wood.
Yeah, her stupid kids. It's like, I don't care. You're just scum, man. You know, I don't care how tall your kids are. Yeah, that's really bad.
And, you know, it just to top it off, I found out that her youngest kid is named Bart. I mean, just fit in so perfectly.
That's right. Who the hell are you? I'm just the owner.
Bart.
I own this place. I don't know, Terry. I have a similar story too. You know, in my house, back in New York, I had to work really hard to make the bathroom floor was all beautiful wood. Not when I moved in, it was all disgusting with junk all over, cheap fake stuff. But when I ripped it all off, I sanded it down with one of those sanding machines that weighs like 5,000 pounds, and I had to bring it upstairs. I pulled my muscles. I could barely walk for a week after I dragged this big sanding machine upstairs, up these creaky old stairs that are like about a foot and a half wide. I'm bringing this thing, and I finally get it upstairs, and I turn on this machine. I felt like I had to be like Sylvester Stallone to be able to use it, you know. And I finally sand down the floor. I put like 5-6 coats of beautiful finish and all the stuff on it. It's a beautiful wooden floor in a bathroom just glistening. And then I rent it to this lady, and this idiot walks around with high heels and puts pock marks all the way through. Oh, bang! It's like, you know, how can you be so stupid? How come you don't notice it after like a week or so? There's like this little trail that goes from in front of the sink over to the closet in the bathroom with, you know, with her little high heel marks. I could shoot that woman. And
yeah.
I'm sorry, Terry. It happens to you, too.
Yeah.
And but that's what you get when you deal with scum.
Well, she's gone now.
Good.
We have a new one in there. God knows what's going to happen now.
She's scum too, Terry. I hate to tell you. She's scum. I'm telling you, thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, you're all scum. And I know you think I'm getting elitist, but it's really not so. Coming up after 1 o'clock, what to do when your Rolls Royce looks bad after a waxing. And that is the topic after 1 o'clock today. It's 12:42 now. 18 minutes before 1 o'clock, Joe Crummy on AM 640 KFI.
The countdown continues.
Yes?
Only 3 days until Joe Crummy crushes his glasses on the air.
I'm sorry, I'm not donating it to the St. Vincent de Paul Society. I mean, you know, honestly. And think of the greater good, too. The dramatic effect of smashing glasses on the air will inspire so many Americans, young and old, to have their eyes fixed. Which means less old glasses at yard sales that people think they can fix, okay? 12:46, 14 now before 1 o'clock, L.A. Orange County weather. Beautiful day today at the beach. It is cooler than it is inland, but usually the situation. 85 downtown today at the beaches. It should be 75. San Diego, partly cloudy, 74. Civic Center, partly cloudy, 83. LAX, partly cloudy, 73. Lancaster, partly cloudy, 94. Palm Springs, partly cloudy, 99. Burbank, partly cloudy, 86. From AM 640 KFI. Okay, you renter scum. We're going to go to the phones now. Sheila, first-time caller from the Inland Empire someplace. What's the matter? Are you scum?
Hi.
Yes, Sheila.
I have a couple houses in South Bay, and I thought I'd get away from it all and move out to the Inland Empire.
Yes.
Well, one of the homes has been rented to some fellows, really nice guys, for the last 3 years.
Yes.
And if they need a screen door, they'll go to the Do It Fixer local place for $20 and get it, and they'll usually not even bother me with it because I haven't raised their rent in 3 years.
Do you reimburse them for that screen door?
Well, if they ask, sure. If I find out about it, but they also got a dog and it wasn't in the lease.
Aha, that's
right. I come in there and I see this huge Labrador walking around.
Yeah, it's like, who the hell is that? Yeah.
Well, it's a nice dog and it's well behaved and they're nice guys and they keep the house better than it was before, actually.
Well, that's it. You know, it's a trade off. But in the lease, did it say no animal scum?
Oh, we discussed that. We said no pets.
No pets.
But I went over there one day and I see that, well, the dog's hard on the screen doors, and that's usually why they fix them and they don't charge me.
Mm. Yeah.
But there are a few holes in the wall where they have a dartboard, however, in the paneling.
Mm. Oh, in the paneling. Beautiful paneling is now destroyed.
Well,
that's
just really beautiful paneling, but it didn't need any holes in it. I wanted to tell you, though, about a house I just rented out last month when I moved out to the Inland Empire.
Yes.
The guy has his office out of his house. He also has a job as a representative for a company. So I was moving out, and the phone company's there, ripping my phone out, putting his fax machine in, you know. Guy's moving in on top of me, practically. And as I'm leaving, I said, oh, by the way, there's a couple screens on the side of the house that have to be replaced, so go ahead and do that, and I'll pay for them. Okay, I got my rents check last month, and it's supposed to be $1,600. I got a check for $600.
What?
I said, what the heck? And you know what?
Oh, what a jerk.
He sent me the copies of invoices, not the original, the copies. His name was on it, and what this dude does, I think, is he writes them a check with his company's name on the check,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe tax deduction.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, I'm supposed to be the bimbo, you know?
Like $1,000?
Well, the invoice has custom-made screen doors. Besides, I knew nothing about this. We got two screen doors at $165 and one at $195.
How does that add up to $1,000, though?
Well, also, he had his washer put in the garage, and his fittings weren't the same as the fittings I had.
So what, he charged you?
He called me, and, well, my husband said, okay, well, go ahead, and if you need a slight repair on the plumbing, I can understand that. But so we're used to the other fellas at the other house. They just go ahead and they fix everything. They're kind of handy. This guy picks up his macho checkbook, and he calls anybody he wants to, and then he has the most expensive jobs, and then he just writes them off. He sends me the tape, you know, deducting from so much rent. Well, that was the first month, and then I sent him a certified letter. He's probably going to get it today, and he'll probably think of nasty things he can do to
get even.
I know, and that's what I'm afraid my tenant is going to do, too. You have these people inside your house, Sheila, and they are like a disease. You can't get rid of them.
Oh, it's incredible. I thought this guy was Mr. Clean Cut Wonderful.
Oh, they all...
Have a nice day, you know.
No, they're all like
going
that.
Going in the back, he's saying, have a nice day.
Oh, they're all like that. You know, in my younger days, I'd do the same thing, too. You put on your best clothes, your best, you know, and then you just turn into a slob as soon as you move in. I mean, that's what they all do. They all do that.
Well, I think this guy has some taste, but this house is not the Taj Mahal. It's a nice house, but it doesn't need $670 in screens. You know what I mean?
Yes. The guy's trying, I'm telling you, he thinks you're a bimbo, Sheila. He's trying to take you for a ride.
I know, but I put all this in a certified letter.
That's right.
So,
get tough. Get tough, Sheila. Don't take
and
that.
And I just said, it's not only illegal, but it makes the rental agreement in default when you try to do this. And also there were some custom blinds that I said, well, let's get custom blinds for two bedrooms that hadn't been done. So I knew as soon as I got the bills and the deduction that I was in trouble. I called the blind guy, and guess what?
What? He
said, oh, well, he ordered them for the kitchen, too.
Yeah, see, you give them an inch, they take a mile. You know, Sheila, when I send him, you send him a letter, I would say something. He has something funny going on with those checks, too.
Oh, I did.
Maybe, an audit or something. You ought to raise the specter of an audit.
You know what I said? I told him, I said, as a businessman, you certainly agree. You never give someone carte blanche to just deduct it and charge it to you.
Yeah.
You said, and you certainly don't expect them to have their name at the top of the bill.
Sheila, let me tell you something. What you do is send an anonymous letter to the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that, look, I know this guy, and I'd check into his stuff if I were you. You could make a lot of money if you just audit this one guy. All right? You know what I'm saying? And you'd threaten him with that, all right?
Well, I think we're thinking the same way, Joe.
All right, Sheila. Thank you for the call.
Okay, Joe. Bye-bye.
All right, fine. It is a pleasure to talk to you this afternoon about these people known as scum. Let me ask you this, too. Does you owners who have worked so hard to have property, does your tenant try to furnish your house with, like, yard sale junk to make it look trashy? I knew it. It's 12:52. It is 8 minutes now before 1 o'clock. It is Saturday afternoon. This is Joe Crummy on KFI. We'll come back. Cool. 12:56. 4 minutes before 1 o'clock. We're talking about renter scum this afternoon. We're taking your phone calls. Are you scum? Diana in California City. Diana, welcome to KFI.
Hi, Joe.
Yes.
The phone lines are really bad out here today, so we might get bombarded by static any moment now.
Is that so? What's happening out in California City? What's wrong?
The phone lines are pretty bad out here.
Really? A lot of renter scum out there?
Well, yeah. There's a lot of homes being built out here for really reasonable prices.
Let me ask you, Diana?
Yes?
Are you scum?
I'm a renter, yes.
You are renter scum?
I am a renter, yes.
How do you feel about being scum?
How do I feel about being a renter?
Yes.
I don't particularly like it right now, but it's, hopefully we'll be able to get a home by the end of the year.
Good for you. You can shed your scumminess and become an owner. That's very good. I like the attitude. Diana, what do you think about that lady, by the way, who is being a scum person in my place who called me?
Well, she overreacted, but I think it's just common courtesy to let your renter know.
All right, now hang on for a second.
On.
All right, now, Diana, we have a tape of my guy again. All right, play that, run that tape. Diana, listen to this closely now.
And we got there this morning. Your tenant came out swinging with her fist.
Now,
she was very dissatisfied that she was not notified.
Is that reasonable? Is that reasonable?
No, she didn't act reasonably, but, I know, like myself, I really covet my privacy, so, that's why I live in Cal City.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
I'd like to be notified if someone's going to be coming into the yard. It's just common courtesy.
Now, if I left a Pepsi can on the front porch, would you call 3,000 miles away to scream about that?
No, I think she was just being upset about the whole thing.
Yes, well,
it was just overreaction.
Yeah, well, the privacy issue that you are raising is a very good point. And if she thinks that's annoying, wait till they start redoing the roof on the house this summer.
Are you going to let her know?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah, I'm going to call her 3 days in advance. Now, listen, I'm going to give her a plane ticket someplace else. They're going to be replacing half the roof on my house and have to take the skylights out. And that's just going to, that could give her a cardiac arrest. And so it's going to be tough. Diana, good luck. I hope you buy a house someday.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Oh, yes, Diana, yes? Yes? See, well, gentleman, I am. She just hung up on me, but that's okay. Mary Jo, first-time caller in Lake Forest. Welcome to KFI.
Hi, Joe.
Yes.
How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for calling.
I love your show. I have never heard it before, and I just happened to be home today, and I turned it on, and, I just love it.
Oh, Mary Jo, I'm so pleased to hear you say that. Now, remember, I am on Monday through Friday in the evening from 6 to 9 on KFI every night, okay?
Now, are you on before Mother Love?
Yes, I'm on before Big Mouth, yes. Yes, I am. Yes.
I have to tune in a little earlier from now on so I can catch you.
Yes, and once you hear me, you'll need no others. All right, Mary Jo, what's your comment?
I used to be renter scum, Joe, and I pulled myself up from the dredges of humanity, just as you have advised others to do, and
yes.
I want to tell you that it works. However, there are a few pitfalls on the way up, and one of them... Well, I was the worst kind of renter scum, Joe. I have to admit, I was a renter scum divorced with a child, which is just the worst.
Yes.
But I determined that even though I had no money, I was going to pull myself up out of that pit.
Yes.
And I did just as you said. I rented one of those horrible family apartment kind of a thing.
Yes.
Until I saved enough money and then had a slight windfall to get a condominium.
Good for you.
Be a landowner.
Good for you.
Pull myself up out
of
that.
Yes.
Well, being in a condominium like that, you are around other renter scum, even though you are a landowner and so forth.
Yes.
These places are loaded with people that, 18, 19, 20-year-olds that can't afford, you know, an apartment on their own or any other such thing are living in small clusters in these condominiums, and so you have to put up with that for a long time. They're in there with their dog scum and their music scum and their in and out and their motorcycles and stuff.
Yes, scum.
Scum. But anyways, if you can hold on to one of those places long enough, you can sell it for a small fortune, which I finally did.
Good for you.
And your only hope of selling a condominium like that is to an investor who is going to turn around and rent it out. But if you can have it looking presentable enough so an investor would want to have that, then you're okay. So I did that, and then I bought a home 10 years ago.
Good for you.
And my mortgage payment, I got to tell you, it's only $650.
Oh, that pains me to hear that. Ooh,
yeah.
That is such a good...
10 years ago, and now that seems like nothing, but at the time it seemed astronomical, like I was never going to be able to afford it in a million years.
And the trick is to hang on, because after a while it won't look so bad anymore. Mary Jo, I've got to take a break. Listen, congratulations and thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, and now she's a confirmed Joe Crummy. That's great. Mary Jo, remember, 6 to 9. Monday through Friday, Joe Crummy Show. Saturdays from 10 until 2. We're here for another hour today. 1 o'clock, we'll continue the topic after the news at the top of the hour. This is KFI in Los Angeles.
News, the extra ingredient. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Tuning in to AM 640, and good afternoon. This is Joe Crummy on KFI at 8 minutes after 1 o'clock. Keep the music on. I like it. Thank you so much. We're here till 2 o'clock this afternoon. And Monday through Friday from 6 to 9. Now, Monday, of course, I won't be here because we'll be having that radical... And it better be radical, I'll tell you that, eye surgery, so I will not have to wear glasses anymore. Tuesday, I'll be back, and we will smash one half of my glasses, and also my guest on Tuesday when I return will be Dr. Edward R. Burroughs, who is going to say Tuesday that E.T., or E.T.s in general, are real, and I know that I'm renting to this E.T., she lives in my house in New York, and so it should be an interesting discussion about extraterrestrial activity and humanoids, or maybe they're not human, they're just things, Tuesday evening after I have my eye sliced on Monday. Bill Handel will be in trying to fill my shoes on Monday, and I suggest you tune in to see just how well he does. Let's go right to Scott now, because the whole point of the show today is that renters are scum, our second topic today. Those of you who own understand what I'm saying, and you renters, I know your attitudes. I know how you feel. It's just a renter. It's just a rental. It's not mine. I don't care. Maybe in the future I'll care. Well, it's us on the flip side of it that worked. It is the future for us. We worked hard to get it together, and now you destroy our property because you don't care. I could go into the nice things about outside my house, where the gardens are gorgeous and beautiful, and of course, unless I'm there to fix it, this woman could give a damn. Just let them, you know, the weeds, no problem, just let them grow. I don't care. She killed probably $500 of beautiful Pakistander, that's ground cover, it looks like ivy, because she put so much salt on the walk in the wintertime to melt the snow. She dumped so much salt back into the flower gardens that she's killed all of this. Nothing will grow there. It's almost like Three Mile Island now, and this is like right outside of my house. It looks like Chernobyl, and this is, you know, if you're an owner, you know that right outside the front door is where it really happens for your house. It's a selling point. It's supposed to be beautiful. So every day now, she walks it past Chernobyl, the destruction and the destruction. No problem. And she doesn't care because she's scum. She doesn't give a damn. It's just a rental. I'm scum. I don't care. I'm only paying a lot of money for this house. But that's okay. I don't own it. That's somebody else's problem. Little does she know that she looks like a dope because outside of her house, there's all this dead plants. Let's go to Scott, who's a first-time caller in La Mirada. Scott, welcome to KFI.
How you doing, Joe?
Excellent. Thank you for calling.
Good, good. You're pretty worked up about this, aren't you?
Well, you know, when you're an owner and you work hard to make something out of your life and then you have scum calling you up yelling at you because you're working on your house, I say that's unreasonable.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you a story about my wife and I. We bought a house up here in La Mirada about 10 months ago.
Yes.
Before that, my dad and his wife owned it. They had renters in it before we came in, and they were wonderful. They were really good people. The problem was the people before them. What they did is when they first moved in, he knew there was something up when the very first thing they did was lay down all the furniture, take off all their clothes, and dive into the pool. And
wait a minute. Back, wait a minute, Scott. Back up and give me that again?
When they were moving in.
The scum?
Yes.
I.e. scum,
They set down all their furniture when they saw the pool.
Oh, I see.
Took off all their clothes and dived in the pool.
Disgusting.
By the time they got out of the house, and by the way, they got out of the house only because a marshal had to come and evict them off the street.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, wasn't it wonderful?
Yep.
What had happened is when they came in the house, which was hard anyway, because it reeked so bad that you couldn't walk up the driveway.
Don't tell me that there were droppings in the house.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. Mm. There was a urine around the toilets.
They missed it.
Yeah. The floors had been rotten completely through. The pool had been drained only to a little bit of water. They had thrown all of their trash into the pool.
Oh.
There was mosquitoes and maggots in the trash.
That's beautiful.
There was a 32-gallon trash can in the kitchen. And that was full of yogurt cartons and maggots and you name it. Cockroaches all over the place. Cigarette
Charming.
Butts on the fireplace. Cigarette butts in the carpet.
Charming.
Yeah. All the windows were knocked out so that all the cats in the neighborhood came in and did their thing on the carpet. These people were, they were scum. They were literal scum.
Hey, you got me convinced, Scott. You don't have to sell me on it. I know they're scum. And you had to get the marshal in there. That's very sad. Did you ever get the place back to where it had been?
My dad had to put $14,000 into the house before he could even rent it out again. And still, when the people came in, they still wanted some more things done because it was really bad.
Scum.
It's beautiful now. The neighborhood is just gorgeous. As a matter of fact, the people on either side of the house offered to buy the house just so that they could fix it up and get the people out of there.
Oh, you know, that was the same situation in my neighborhood. Let me tell you something. Your story resonates deep within my heart, Scott, because you're right. My house had the reputation as being the animal house. It was a beautiful stone house, but it had been trashed, and it was a very, you know, elitist, a very rich neighborhood, and I bought the, you know, the sleaziest house in the nicest neighborhood. And for a year or two after I had moved in and bought the house, when people would drive by, you know, they would make faces at me like, nah, you know, because the house had this reputation, and I would yell, hey, I'm fixing this place up. Get out of here. You know, it was like, you know, everybody associated with the house had like a bad, you know, a rap in the neighborhood. And I found it very annoying.
Oh, I know it. As a matter of fact, this house throughout the 35 years that it's been put up has been known as the jinx of the neighborhood. They even used to overhaul motorcycles in the living room.
Yeah.
real neat people.
Yeah, Scott, your story, once again, I can relate. Scott, thank you for the call.
You betcha.
Yep, they are called scum. I'm telling you, Ella is a first-time caller in San Bernardino. Welcome to KFI, Ella.
Hi.
Yes.
This is Ella.
Yes.
I am absolutely appalled at your program today. Do you know how many times you have used the word scum and referred to it as renters, as people?
Yes, it was. I've been taking account. It was 642 times
you know,
I've said scum.
It's probably double that. How dare you call anybody scum? All renters are not alike.
Yes, they are.
All radio commentators are not alike.
All renters are scum.
Oh, that is so sad that you feel that way. Number one, your renter is paying for that house.
Well, she's that using that house.
That house that is yours,
right.
You can turn around and sell, and you haven't put any money into it.
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, listen, you're getting your money back.
Oh, you know what? But Ella, and that's what makes her, not only, she's not only scum, but she's an idiot because she's renting and not getting any credit for it. So she's not only a scum, but she's an idiot.
I want to tell you something.
Yes.
If you keep referring this way,
yes.
And I've been listening to KFI since Joe Pine,
yes.
Morning, noon, and night. I promise I will never, ever turn the dial on again.
All right, now, Ella, hold on for a second. I agree, and so I won't call you that. But Mike might. Mike, are you on KFI?
Yes, I am.
Would you say it? Because I don't want to say it. Ella said not to say it, so I won't say it.
Well, I think Ella is scum.
Okay, all right. Hang on.
Tell you the truth.
I have a choice, Joe, of saying it or not saying it. I am only one little person.
Yes.
But I will never, never
are you a renter?
Turn on KFI again. If you continue calling human beings scum. What are you, a scum detector?
Yes, I am a scum detector. Yes, I detect scum. I attract scum. I got them in my house. Ella, what am I going to do with this lady? Would you play that? Now, Ella, now hang on for a second. Would you play the tape? We got a new person running the board in the other studio.
I heard the tape of your tree cutter or whatever.
Yes, and don't you think... Here comes my tree cutter. No, wrong tape. That's the eye surgery tape. Nice try. Get rid of that.
No, don't you see how offensive...
Get rid of the eye surgery tape, please. Yes, continue, Ella.
Joe,
yes.
Listen.
Yes.
This is so offensive. It really is.
Ella, you must be... Are you a renter, Ella?
I want to tell you something. I own 6 homes.
Yes.
I live in one and I rent out 5.
Yes.
I am 50 years old. I have worked my tail off to buy these homes and sell them. And I am pleased that these people are paying for these homes, and I am going to leave my children a legacy of 6 homes.
Well, that's a wonderful attitude. I like that, Ella, but I got to be honest with you. All those people that are renting your houses are paying your mortgage, and they're not getting any. What should I call them, stupid, because they're not buying?
Not everybody can afford a home. It has taken me years and years and years.
And I know how you feel because I had to work myself to the bone to be able to buy a place.
You refer to people as scum. All right.
Because they are scum.
Oh, honey, it's such a terrible word.
Yeah, well, what word should I use?
I don't know, Joe.
All right, I'm going to come up with a new word by 2 o'clock, Ella, okay?
You know,
I won't use the S word anymore.
Listen to me, darling. When your man answered, he said, hello, are you scum?
hold that for a second.
Don't you laugh.
I want to get my slave on the phone for a second. Is that so? Slave, pick up the... He's going to call me for a second.
Okay.
Did he say that? Hold on for a second. Let me put him on.
All right.
Now, Ella, I don't want you to get too upset now. I know that you are ranting. Hold on for a second. Is this my slave?
Yes, it is.
Did you pick up the phone and say, are you scum?
Yes, I did.
All right,
thank you for telling the truth.
All right,
but I have been counting. Ella, you have said scum 18 times during this phone conversation.
Did you say...
Did I really?
Yes.
I love it.
Yes, all right.
love it.
She was yelling at me, and now she's saying scum herself. It happens. All right, thank you, slave. Thank you. And Ella, a pleasure talking with you. We will continue. See, you are scum. You knew it all along. There's no way, no two ways about it. All renters are scum. You are scum. Repeat after me. I'm going to put you all on the air for just a second. Are you ready for this? Everybody's going to be on the air. Repeat after me. I am scum. You ready? 1, 2, 3.
I am scum.
All at once, everybody. I am scum.
Ella is a scum lord.
Okay, thank you. Hang on for a second. We'll come back and take more of your calls. 18 minutes after 1 o'clock. This is Joe Crummy on KFI. We're going to the KFI Traffic Center, and she's also scum. She rents as well. Liz Fulton is standing by. Good afternoon, scum.
Hello, scum lord. Harbor Freeway, southbound.
Talking about renter scum today, let's bring on Mike, who is a first-time caller from Garden Grove, from a payphone of all places. Hello, Mike.
Right. I'm going to have to throw some dimes in here in a second, but hold on.
All right.
Anyway, I would have to say that renters are scum.
Are they?
I repair these places,
yes.
And I pick and choose my customers.
Good.
Most of my customers are good, trying, hardworking people. And I've had people that they spend 3 months trying to get them out, and when they find Marshall finally, you know, is ready to show up the next day, they throw like an upstairs apartment. They'll throw all the furniture out on the roof, plug up all the drains, turn on the water, and about 4 a.m. we get a call that there's flooding through the ceiling downstairs.
Beautiful.
Had another customer. She did everything she could for the guy to get him out. She's about 40 years old, nice little girl. He goes, she lives a few houses away. He goes over there, cuts her tires, steals all the wall receptacles, electrical, lamps, everything in the place. I had another guy, drunk, rolled into the carport, knocked him.
Oops, he was just getting good. We almost lost him.
I'll throw this dime in here.
That's good. Put it in there, Mike. Yeah, that looks good.
Hey, may I help you?
No, we don't want any help.
Okay, I threw
We're
a dime in there.
Thank you, yes.
You got me?
Yes, I got you. Get rid of that lady. Who's that lady?
Okay, you got me?
Yes, I got you.
Okay. Anyway, this drunk rolls into a carport, hits the wall, knocks an 85-year-old lady right out of bed. Her bed's against the wall, right? So we go up there. We
take that off. You said something dirty.
He says, no, it wasn't that. I just tapped the wall.
Yeah, is that what he really said?
Right.
Yes, right, Mike.
So
right.
We take a look in his apartment. I just put the carpet in about 6 months before, loaded with cigarette burns.
Oh!
All over the place.
Oh.
I mean,
yes.
I could give you a million of these stories. I've been in this for 12 years.
And smokers are the worst, Mike. I got to tell you, smokers are scum as well. Listen, I'm sorry, but it sounds to me that... why are you calling from a payphone, by the way?
Well, I'm on a job. I'm going to lunch now, so...
Oh, I see. All right.
But anyway, first time I heard you, I kind of liked the show. I thought it was great today anyway. I'll check you out later.
Yes, Mike. Check me out Monday through Friday, 6 to 9. Thank
you. Thanks.
All right, we will continue. I'm telling you right now, where's my guitar? We have a tape. I mean, the reason why I'm doing Renters Are Scum today is, and I want that tape ready from the... Yes, hey, you guys, attention, wake up, KFI Air Mix. We have the tape of what happened to me. I sent over tree surgeons to go work on the property, on my house that I've killed myself for, and I get this call from my renter scum as though I just bombed. Hey, as though I... What? You've heard the tape 30 times. So what? It's a great tape. Give me the tape. Where's the tape? This is what my tree surgeon guy had to call me. And this is the response, okay, of my grateful tenant. Here it is.
Mr. E.J. Crummy.
Yes.
Chuck Black and Rye.
Yes, Chuck.
It's
nice
Friday evening here.
Yes, it's Saturday.
We did
here,
your
yes.
job today.
Yes.
And we got there this morning. Your tenant came out swinging with her fist.
Oh,
she was
nice.
Very dissatisfied that she was not notified,
she's
number one,
stumped.
By you, number two, by me, and
I
number three, by the world.
I don't notify anybody.
But anyway, your job is finished.
Stumped. She's
you.
Finished. Let me tell you about it. Thank you. 10-4 to you. I'm telling you right now, that's why I'm upset today. Steve is in Whittier. You're on KFI. Hello, Steve.
How are you doing, Scummy Joe Crummy?
Are you scum?
I'm scum.
You are scum?
Renter scum.
Just say to me, I am scum.
I am scum.
All right, fine.
But I also have an owner that's scum. Part scum, part scum.
Oh, how much? 50% scum?
You know what he did?
No.
Just because one person ruined it, he ruined it for everybody. He threw out all the barbecues. He said, you cannot have a personal barbecue in your apartment anymore.
Why? Because
well,
some...
not in the apartment, but I mean, you can't use it on the ground.
Because what? Some other renter scum did something scummy?
I don't know. Maybe some old lady here made a complaint or something about smoke and stuff like this. So now we can't have these little gas barbecues. We have to use these barbecues they set up. They're not gas barbecues. You have to use charcoal.
Oh.
They don't combine heat. You cannot... You have to use a bag of charcoal to barbecue one little piece of steak.
I'm going to have to show you how to barbecue steak.
Hey, these guys, you know what else they did? That we have a pool, but because of their excuse about insurance, they have to lock up one side of the... It used to have, both the fence used to have two gates on both sides.
Yes,
side.
Yes.
They locked up one side. So you have to... And where I had a nice easy access to the pool, now I got to go all the way around to get to the pool. It's disgusting.
And it's all because of what?
They're half scum.
It's all because of what? One renter scum, though, had annoyed the owner.
But they're scum. So they're making us pay for it.
But they're only scum because you're scum.
No, honestly.
Me.
Hey, seriously. Don't be scumming on me, Joe.
Now, Steve, you're 35. You should be an owner by now.
Well, I'm lazy.
You work on it. Well, say there you scum. Lazy scum. There you are.
Hey,
that's precisely my point.
I've got one person who's... by the way, two final points.
Yes.
You ought to run a Malathion plane over that renter. This renter scum. Because she's scumming it up for the rest of us renters.
Yes.
She's ruining our reputation. And also, do you think the lady does the Pavilion Bond Pavilions commercials? Do you think she's renter scum?
Do I think the lady that does the Vaughn's and Pavilion commercials?
I think she is.
Is she scum? Who's the lady that does those?
Remember, she's the one with the English accent.
The one with the English accent. You got me on that one. You know who I like.
Because she goes like for electronics. She goes electronic.
Electronics. Well, you know, no, it's Stephanie Edwards. That's the one who I like. Is that the right name of the one with the red hair?
Does Lucky's.
Yeah, she does Lucky. Yeah, she's great. Yeah, all right. Hey,
but
Steve.
But I think not all renters are scum and not all owners are scum-free.
Well, I disagree with you.
Rent,
all
right?
Owners are perfect because we worked hard and all scum is
rent,
renters.
Right?
I rent and
so
I own.
Scum.
I own and
scum.
I rent. But since
but
I own,
scum,
that
but
takes...
But you're still scum.
No. The answer is no. No, you don't have... No.
Here's the difference. Okay, what's the difference between a half of that of scum and a full of that of scum?
Because, let me tell you something. No. Let me tell you something. Let me explain this to you. Because I own, the owner part takes precedence. I'm telling you, I know what it's like because I am an owner.
If you saw a bar of soap and a bar of soap, if you saw a mud puddle and a bar of soap and a mud puddle, what would happen to the bar of soap? It doesn't get clean. It just gets muddy. It just gets dirty.
Nice try. No. The answer is no.
No.
You are scum.
You can't get away from it, bud.
No, I am an owner. That's my whole point. I know what it's like to own. So as a renter, I act as though I am an owner because I own.
Hey, I own a car.
You are scum. You own. Well, fine. Then if you rent another car, you'll treat it right.
But I don't rent cars. I own.
Well, fine. But if you go to an airport in some other city, you'll treat it right because you are an owner. Is that right?
Does that make me less scummy?
That's a professional company. It's okay to treat a big company scummily, but not regular people. I'm sorry, Steve. Nice try. Scum. All right. Thank you so much. You know what I'm talking about. If you own, that takes precedence over the fact that you might rent in another city because you are an owner. You are not scum. Renters are scum, and you know it. Scum. It's 1:30 now. This is Joe Crummy on KFI up until 2 o'clock. Tracy Miller at 2 o'clock this afternoon. But that's another story after the news at 2 o'clock. 1:30 now. Liz Fulton standing by in the KFI News Center. Good afternoon, Liz. Uh-huh. 1:34, 26 minutes before 2 o'clock. This is Joe Crummy on KFI, AM 640. Yes, you can tell I'm eating. Hey, I've been on the air since 10 o'clock this morning. Would you give me a break, please? A little quick sandwich action here. Also, some new faxes have come in through the KFI fax machine. We're going to have to start screening the KFI fax machine. Here's one. I'm about to develop an attitude, Joe Crummy. Dare you to mention this fax, you dip blank. Use the S word there. Shocking. Joe, you're a dog. And then he uses, this sounds like lyrics to a Two Live Crew fax or something. Joe, you're a dog blank. He uses the S word there. And then you're a something hole. You're a butt something. You're a something kissing wimp. You somethingless punk. Love, Harold. But Harold, how do you really feel? You know. Here's another one. Attention, best-looking talk host. Oh, that's me at KFI, Joe Crummy. That's great. You're right about that. Subject, great show. Yes, thank you. As a previous owner of rental property, I fully agree with you. I own my home, and renters are scum. He uses the B word after that, but I'll just say you're scum, because I'm a gentleman. Sell your house and put the money you spent in court costs and attorney's fees into your house. The problem is my house is one of a kind. It's like a storybook house. I feel like I'm... my house, it's like me. I mean, there's only one like that. It's just too beautiful. I can't do it. No, I poured my soul into that house. No. It's my house. We're talking about renters this afternoon. We go right to Diane, who is in Downey. Diane, you're on KFI. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Joe, I think you're being a little unfair.
Do you?
I admit I am scum, but there is scum, there is scummier, and there is scummiest.
So scum, scummier, and scummiest.
Right. If you want to be totally fair, I'm scum just because I have not been able to save enough money for down payment.
Magna cum scummy.
Right. I will buy a home, and I hope to do that within about the next 2 years.
Good. That reduces your scum index right there.
Right.
Really, honestly.
But my neighbors, they're scummier. They're loud. They're obnoxious. They don't take care of their place.
Mm-hmm.
They're just overall rude. And then there are the scummiest that you guys have been talking about. You know, the guys that have the maggots and the cockroaches and the trash and the urine.
That's
so
scum.
If you want to be totally fair to those of us who are scummy because we're working on getting out of being scummy, then you really need to differentiate between the three levels.
Well, there are three levels of scum now. You know what, Diane, maybe you're right. You agree, though, as a blanket kind of umbrella observation that all renters are scum.